Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A heat advisory continues. High temperatures reach up to 104. Today, under mainly sunny skies, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 72. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 92, cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 77 degrees.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits, Q106.7, and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The world's largest steam engine continues to make its way through Kansas. Big Boy leaves Salina at 9 o'clock this morning and is expected to arrive in Wilson at 11. Then it will arrive in Hayes at 1:30 and stay there until Sunday before making its way to Grainfield, Kansas. The Kansas Attorney General says Lawrence, Roland Park, and Prairie Village have 60 days to end bans on LGBTQ conversion therapy. This after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Colorado ban in March. The AG's office says the communities could face penalties if they don't comply. The FDA investigating a new outbreak tied to the stomach parasite Cyclospora. The FDA says it has not identified the source of the new outbreak that's led to 72 cases in the U.S. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Summertime in Kansas. We've got heat, humidity, and the occasional tornado. But this August 4th, we've also got a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And that amendment is totally misleading.
See, the people pushing the amendment say it's about voting for judges. But in Kansas, you already vote on state Supreme Court judges. So here's what it's really about. That amendment will turn fair and impartial judges into paid-for politicians, letting billionaire political donors buy seats on the court and rewrite the law in Kansas. That's why you have to vote no.
So while you're beating the summer heat, do the right thing for Kansas. Vote no on the Supreme Court Judges Amendment. Don't give billionaire political donors the power to buy seats on the court, because the Kansas Supreme Court should never be for sale. Vote no on August 4th.
Paid for by Kansas United for Impartial Courts Chair Micah Kubik.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all your chemical and fertilizer needs. One person was injured in an accident Friday in Graham County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2016 Ford Explorer driven by Jeremy D. Horde, 45, of Hill City, was northbound on U.S. 283, approximately 12 miles north of Interstate 70. The SUV struck a deer that entered the roadway. EMS transported passenger Crystal R. Horde, age 48, of Hill City, to the Graham County Hospital. Jeremy Horde was not injured. Both were properly restrained, according to the KHP. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is urging residents in Phillips and Rooks counties to use extra caution around area lakes because of blue-green algae. Kerwin Lake in Phillips County and Webster Lake in Rooks County are both under a warning advisory. That means harmful algae are present or expected to be present, and health officials recommend avoiding contact with the water. People should not swim, wade, or allow pets to enter affected areas. Lake water should never be consumed by people, and officials also warn that pets and livestock should not drink the water or eat algae along the shoreline. Fish can still be eaten if they're rinsed with clean water and only the fillets are consumed. Blue-green algae often appears as green, blue, brown, or even red paint, foam, or scum floating on the water's surface. Exposure can cause rashes, sore throat, headaches, fever, vomiting, and diarrhea. If you or your pet come into contact with suspicious algae, rinse immediately with clean, fresh water. Pet owners should be especially cautious because animals can become seriously ill after swimming in contaminated water or eating algae along the shore. Anyone who spots a possible algae bloom is encouraged to report it to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. If you're planning to fly out of Hays next month, you'll need to make other travel plans for about 3 weeks. Commercial air service at Hays Regional Airport will be temporarily suspended from August 3rd through August 23rd, while crews reconstruct the airport's crosswind runway and complete improvements to a section of taxiway. Airport officials say the project is needed to bring the crosswind runway up to current Federal Aviation Administration standards and prepare the airport for newer, larger aircraft expected to be used by SkyWest and United in the future. Because construction equipment and crews will be working in the runway safety areas, both the crosswind runway and the primary runway will be used during the project, temporarily halting commercial flights. Airport officials say they've worked with SkyWest and United, so flights won't be able for booking during the closure, helping travelers avoid unnecessary rebooking. Passengers are still encouraged to check with their airline if they have travel plans during that time. Commercial service is expected to resume Monday, August 24th, after the FAA completes required safety inspections and gives final approval to reopen the airport. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The following are unofficial minutes and have not yet been approved by the USD 211 Board of Education. The USD 211 Board of Education met in regular session July 13th at the Alice Tweed Center with six board members present. Vice President Dina Winty called the meeting to order. The board accepted the resignation of Michael Terry effective following the June 8th meeting and directed the district to advertise the vacant board position. Applications will be accepted to fill the remainder of the term through December 2027. The board approved the consent agenda, including previous meeting minutes, annual organizational appointments and designations, the 2026-27 school calendar, and payment of $911,142.11 in payroll, and $1,026,480.79 in bills and expenses. There were no public comments. Superintendent Corey Roy updated the board on summer improvement projects, including new sidewalks at Eisenhower Elementary, lighting upgrades, painting projects, and implementation of the new state law restricting student cell phone use during the school day. Roy also reviewed year-end finances and received board approval to sell surplus equipment through the Highway 36 garage sale or Purple Wave. The board elected Kate Sprigg as president and Mitch Lowry as vice president for the 26-27 school year. Board members approved annual organizational resolutions establishing meeting dates, home rule authority, enforcement of city and county laws on school property, banking institutions, financial procedures, district credit cards, and annual accounting practices. Representatives also were appointed to the NCK-SEC Board, Professional Development Council, Curriculum Coordinating Council, KASB Governmental Relations Board, and Fort Hays Tech Northwest Advisory Board. The board approved substitute teacher pay rates, student and staff handbooks, negotiated changes to the 2026-27 master contract, and recommended KASB policy updates. Roy also presented insurance renewals for the coming year. Following an executive session, the board approved the hiring of Jonathan Fick as high school business teacher, Rusty Miller as halftime assistant high school wrestling coach, Connor Fonenstiel and Isaac Heidel as assistant junior high football coaches, and approved Jacob Green's transfer to assistant high school football coach. The board also accepted the retirement resignation of Ed Lively effective December 8th, rescinded the contract offer to Irene Grumez for high school math, and approved a 3% salary increase for returning principals, certified staff, and classified employees. The board scheduled a special meeting for July 21st to approve publication of the district budget and revenue neutral rate hearing along with meetings on August 24th for the district needs assessment, revenue neutral rate hearing, and budget hearing. The meeting adjourned at 8:36. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today, decreasing clouds, highs around 104, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east 5 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon. The heat index readings up to 109 this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of thunderstorms, humid with lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning. It'll be a humid one with highs in the lower 90s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east in the afternoon. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with chance of thunderstorms after midnight, humid with lows around 70, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, decreasing clouds, humid with highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight, lows around 70. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Thursday. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then mostly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the mid-90s. Friday, decreasing clouds, a little bit lower temps with highs in the 90s. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, highs in the lower 90s. And Sunday, sunny, highs in the lower 90s. Currently at the Norton Airport, you have fair conditions. It is 77 degrees out. The humidity is at 61%. Winds are out of the northwest at a 2-mile-per-hour rate. Barometric pressure is 29.82. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Jump into summer. Ready for road trips, lake days, and off-road adventures? Let United Northwest Federal Credit Union make this your best summer yet with rates as low as 6.00% APR on recreational vehicles from boats, campers, ATVs, and more. Your summer adventure starts now. Apply today. Loans are subject to credit approval and collateral requirements. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. JHX Jayhawks Hoops, the KU alumni team, knocked off Purple Rain, the K-State alumni team, 62-55 in the winner-take-all Game 3 of the best-of-three series. The Elam ending game-winning shot was made by Frank Mason III once again. He had 9 points in the contest. Zeke Mayo led the way with 25 points. Washburn alum Jacob Hanna had a double-double of 10 points and 10 rebounds. That sets them up on a collision course tonight with the Aftershocks, the Wichita State alumni team who came back to beat the Enchantment, the New Mexico alumni team, 73-67 Friday night. Marcus Keene led the way with 23 points. QJ Peterson had 16. The alumni bracket semifinal between the Aftershocks and JHX Hoops is set for tonight at Coke Arena. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. on FS1. The winner will play La Familia, the Kentucky alumni team, in the alumni bracket finals or the semifinals of the TBT on Wednesday in Lexington. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Summertime in Kansas. We've got heat, humidity, and the occasional tornado. But this August 4th, we've also got a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And that amendment is totally misleading.
See, the people pushing the amendment say it's about voting for judges. But in Kansas, you already vote on state Supreme Court judges. So here's what it's really about. That amendment will turn fair and impartial judges into paid-for politicians, letting billionaire political donors buy seats on the court and rewrite the law in Kansas. That's why you have to vote no.
So while you're beating the summer heat, do the right thing for Kansas. Vote no on the Supreme Court Judges Amendment. Don't give billionaire political donors the power to buy seats on the court, because the Kansas Supreme Court should never be for sale. Vote no on August 4th.
Paid for by Kansas United for Impartial Courts Chair Micah Kubik.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at kqnk.com and never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
Classic hits, Q106.7.